What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
We call them branches.
Branch. Mm-hmm. And what do you call one that's smaller than a branch?
We call them yes. Well, that's smaller than a branch, we just call them gully.
Are there any that are larger than a branch but smaller than rivers?
That's right.
What are the, do you have a name for them?
Well, just like we were talking a while ago, I think we call that old, we call it a lagoon. Some people call it a lagoon. Water runs in there time but it don't run all the time.
This would be water that's running all the time.
That's right.
What do you call the flat, grassy country down around the sea coast?
I don't know what you call that, right on the edge of the water, you call that the beach, but I don't know about that.
This is the part where the grass grows and stuff, and it's just real flat, and it's near the water, but it doesn't have to be right next to the water.
Call it the beach, I guess, is what you call it.
Have you ever called it like a marsh or a savanna or a prairie? Or?
Well, they is now on the edge of them places there. There's what we call marshland. You can't walk across it, you know.
Marshland, that's what's next to the ocean, that's close
right.
to the
water. That's right.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to hold trousers up? To hold
suspenders? They used to, years and years ago, they called them galluses.
Galluses?
Galluses, that's right. They called them suspenders, is what you call them there.
What do you call them? Unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like especially like ham. What would you call that kind of gravy? It's the real thin, watery kind, not the kind that's thick.
You wouldn't call it a ham gravy, would you? I believe you'd call it a ham gravy. I believe that's what you call it.
Okay. And what would you call the liquid that used to burn in...
Pick it up! Look at
that! Used to burn in...
Now how come you to do that?
The liquid that used to burn in lamps before electricity.
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Well, there's different kinds of them. We used to call them the long-bodied. We call them piney woods rooters, is what we call them. Them that raised out in the piney wood. But then you take the that Hampshire hog, the one that has the list around him, they're a long bodied hog too.
And how about if you have an itching soreness between the toes? Is there a word for that? Is there a name for it?
Have what?
If you have an itching kind of soreness between your toes, does that
call that I can't call it. I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call it. But, some people call it tail worm, and then they call it athlete foot. You know, you just get in between your toes and just itch your toes.